亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们仍然继续播放爱德华·弥勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是主的灵在我身上。讲到今天我们在世上常遇到危险，常容易受到伤害，但神在哪里？神是这样的关切，但他需要一个身体才能够接触我们，正像耶稣当年在世上需要一个身体一样，今天借着他的教会，也就是基督的身体，仍然在满足人的需要，仍然医治人的创伤，保护那属他的人。让我们一起来分享。
I wonder how many of you have noticed that life is dangerous.
我不晓得你们有多少人注意到生活是危险的。
Have you found it that way?
有没有发现是这样子的？
Just plain dangerous.
就单单的是很危险的。
Jesus said he sent his disciples out like sheep among wolves.
耶稣说他差遣门徒出去好像羊进入狼圈。
Wolves are dangerous, aren't they?
狼是危险的，对不对？
Especially for a sheep.
特别对羊来说。
And sheep are so indefensive.
羊他没有办法防卫自己。
They can't defend themselves.
他没有办法防卫。
Way back in creation.
早在创造很久以前。
God made many millions of angels.
神就造了好几百万天使。
But angels are spirits.
但天使是
The Bible tells us.
灵，圣经有这样告诉我们。
And then after they were given their different tasks in the realm of creation.
然后他们就在创造中被分配了不同的工作。
The angels take care of the material world.
天使就照料物质的世界。
But then there came the day when he made man.
然后有一天神造了人。
And man was a mixture.
人是一个混合物。
He was an angel.
他是天使。
In the fact he had spirit.
因为他有灵。
But he was more than a spirit.
但他不只是灵。
He was also a human body, a material body.
他也是一个人的身体，是个物质的身体。
No angel had that.
天使没有这个。
Then we were given two other things.
然后神还赐给我们另外两样东西。
A mind.
我们有意。
An intelligence.
有智慧。
And we were giving a soul.
也给我们一个魂。
That had feelings.
有感觉。
Angels probably have that also.
天使可能也有感觉。
Animals have human bodies. Have bodies like human bodies.
动物有身体，像人有身体一样。
But they don't have intelligence.
但是他们没有智慧。
And they don't have spirit.
他们也没有灵。
And so, God made Adam.
所以神造了亚当。
Now, he put him in a garden.
他把他放在园中。
And it wasn't dangerous.
那是危险的。
Because they had a special body.
因为他们有个特别的身体。
Remember when Jesus rose from the dead, he had a body.
记不记得当耶稣从死里复活的时候
said, me,
他有个身体，他说你可以摸我
flesh, bones,
碰我，看看我是有血有肉。
And he ate some food, didn't he?
他也吃了一些食物，对不对？
So he said, look, I have a human body.
所以他说你看我有人的身体。
But then he walked through the wall or the door. It was closed.
但是后来他又从门关的门直接穿过去了。
Now don't you try that, it's hard on noses.
如果你试试看的话，你鼻子会痛的。
Especially big noses.
特别是大鼻子。
You see, when Adam fell,
当亚当堕落的时候，
he lost two things.
他失去了两样东西。
Lost his light.
他失去了光。
And he came into a hardness.
他进到一种硬的世界里面。
He discovered there was cold and hot.
我这样说的意思是，他发现有冷有热。
And soft and hard.
有软有硬。
Up to that time, he couldn't bump his head on a tree limb.
在那个之前，他的头不会撞到树枝。
He just go through it.
他就直接穿过去了。
As Jesus walked through the wall.
就像耶稣穿过墙走出去一样。
Actually, scientifically, he was out of tune.
就科学上来说，他身体原子振动的频率不一样了。
Before he was in tune, like light can pass through a solid glass.
以前他的频率是一样的，就像光能够通过玻璃一样。
Scientifically, with our atomic, we were made atomically.
就科学上来讲，我们的塑造是有原子。
Light can pass through glass.
光可以通过玻璃。
Because it can find a way through the atoms without colliding.
就是说，它可以再穿过这些原子而不会撞到。
He is in tune.
它的频率是对的。
The same way, they just slip right through.
换句话说，就是说他们振动的都是同样的方式，所以他就这样可以滑过去。
Atomically speaking, there's plenty of room. It's just that we collide.
那就原子上来讲，我们有很多的空间，只是说我们会撞击而已。
And Jesus could walk right through.
耶稣能够直接的走进去。
But we're out of tune.
是耶稣他的频率是对的，只是我们的频率不对了。
When Adam fell, he felt out of tune.
当亚当堕落的时候，他的频率就不对了。
He fell out of tune, and then everything was dangerous.
他变得不和谐了，所以一切就变得危险了。
Also, he lost his covering of light.
他也失去了光的遮盖。
Maybe found himself naked.
他发现自己是赤身的。
Tonight we're not dealing with that side of it.
我们现在不是讲这方面的事情。
We're only dealing with the fact that he came into constant danger.
我们讲的只是一个事实，就是说他进到不断的危险中。
And then added to that,
然后除此之外还加上一点。
He fell out of tune with the animals.
他就跟动物也不和谐了。
Before that,
在那个之前
he mingled with them.
他跟动物混杂在一块。
Perhaps even to a measure talked with them.
甚至在某种程度上跟动物一起说话。
At least he was able to discover their nature and give them a name.
至少能够发现他们的性情是什么，给他们取名字。
But now they run from him or attack him, one of the two.
但是现在动物看到他不是跑走就是攻击他。
And then he fell into sin.
然后他落到罪里面。
And that opened the door for disease.
这样子就为疾病开门了。
So we have invisible enemies as well as visible enemies.
所以我们不只有看得见的敌人，还有看不见的敌人。
And we're attacked on all sides.
我们在各方面都会受到攻击。
Inside, outside.
里面、外面。
By the invisible enemies and by the visible ones.
从看得见的、看不见的敌人。
And we became very vulnerable.
我们就变得很容易受伤。
We can hurt ourselves in many ways.
我们在很多方面都可能伤到自己。
We can be hurt in many ways.
我们在很多方面也会被别人伤害。
Be hurt physically.
在身体上。
We can be hurt mentally.
在心智上。
We can be hurt spiritually.
在灵性上。
And we can be hurt emotionally, our souls.
我们的感情上也会受伤害。
Life is dangerous, isn't it?
生命是很危险的，对不对？
There's lots of danger.
有很多危险。
And the result of that danger, we get hurt.
危险的结果就是我们会受伤。
Sometimes the hurts are brief.
有时候那伤是很短的。
Sometimes they last a long time.
有时候那些伤持续很久。
Sometimes they're light.
有时候伤很轻。
Sometimes they're very severe.
有时候伤很严重。
Sometimes we wish we could die.
有时候我们真希望自己能够死。
To escape the hurtings.
来逃避那个疼痛。
And I saw the title of a book.
我看到一本书的标题。
The title said, God, where are you when it hurts?
那本书的标题是说，神啊，当我痛的时候你在哪里？
I never read that book.
那本书我没有读。
But it's an interesting title.
但是这个标题很有趣。
And without reading the book, I don't know what the author said.
我没有读这本书，我也不晓得这作者说了什么。
I want to tell you something about Where is God when it hurts?
我要告诉你，就是当我们在伤痛的时候、难过的时候，神在哪里？当我们有困难的时候。
Now, these messages, for a while we've been giving, it's on the Holy Spirit, isn't it?
我们好一阵子一直在讲圣灵。
We've been speaking about the Holy Spirit for several weeks.
我们好几个礼拜都在讲圣灵。
And tonight the same.
今天晚上也是一样。
And so we're going to go to Isaiah 61.
所以我们要来看以赛亚书六十一章。
And we're going to read the first three verses.
我们要来读前三节。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年和我们神报仇的日子，安慰一切悲哀的人，赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
Where is God when it hurts?
当我们受伤的时候，神在哪里？
God, don't you care?
神，你难道不关心吗？
Didn't Peter say that when he's on the boat in the time of the storm? Don't you care? We're going to perish.
彼得在船上起了风暴的时候，他说：“主啊，你难道不在乎我们要灭亡了吗？”
I'm sure thousands of believers have said that to God many times.
我相信许许多的基督徒都跟神这样子说过。
Here we find ourselves in deep problems, deep troubles.
我们发现自己处在很深的问题、困难当中。
And seems like.God doesn't answer prayer and he doesn't pay attention to us and he's far away.
看起来好像神不听我们的祷告，他也不管我们了，他离我们离得很远。
But this is a very interesting scripture.
但是这里的经文非常有意思。
Because it's the one that Jesus chose to read in the synagogue of his town, Nazareth, when he began his ministry.
因为这是耶稣在他的家乡拿撒勒要开始服事的时候，他所选择念的经文。
And he said, "The Spirit of God is on me."
他说：“主耶和华的灵在我身上。”
And he anointed me to do something.
他膏了我要做一些事情。
Well, he anointed me to preach, but I'm going to skip that one.
他要膏我传好信息，但这个我跳过去。
But he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
他差遣我医好伤心的人。
That's people that are hurting, isn't it?
这就是那些在难过受伤的人。
To tend to their wounds.
要处理他们的伤口。
To bring healing to them.
要把医治带给他们。
So that the hurting stops.
好让他们的伤，他们的痛苦能够停止。
And the breaking is mended.
让他们破碎的地方被修补好。
To bring captives into liberty.
要使被掳的得释放。
Prisoners.
是被囚的
to bring them out of their prisons
要从他们的监牢里面出来
it goes on to say to open the prisons to them that are bound
继续又讲要使那些被绑住的人把他们的监牢给打开来
to bring comfort when there's sorrow
安慰一切悲哀的人
to give beauty for ashes
赐华冠代替灰尘
joy in place of mourning
喜乐油代替悲哀
praise in place of depression and stress and heaviness.
赞美衣代替忧伤的灵，代替沮丧、沉重。
In other words, yes, God cares.
换句话说，是的，神关心。
God cares.
神关心。
Then what is the problem?
那么问题是什么呢？
What can pass the or bridge the gap?
什么事情能够越过这个？
God caring,
越过这道墙呢
on earth hurting,
神关心我们在世上在难过在痛苦
and some way there's no bridge
然而中间却没有一道桥梁
and so several centuries went by
所以过了几个世纪
and Jesus came
耶稣来了
and he said the same words
他说了一样的话
He's appointed me to do something
他指派我要做一些事情
Not only to preach
不只是要传道
well, We want people who are anointed to preach
我们希望说人们得了恩膏来传福音
But he said more
但他说不只是这样子
Luke, well, let's go to Luke
Chapter 4
Luke
4
and verse 18.
四章。
It's a little different because Jesus is reading it himself.
因为这次是耶稣自己在读。
And he's talking about himself.
他在讲他自己。
So he changes it a little bit.
所以他改变了一点。
And we'll see what he changed it to.
我们要来看他改变了什么。
Now we find in 4:18.
我们在四章十八节里面
Again, the Spirit of God is on me. That's what he came for.
我们再一次看到神的灵在我身上，这是他来的目的。
He's anointed me to preach the gospel.
他用膏膏我，叫我传福音。然后
And to heal the brokenhearted.
这在中文里面没有，英文里面有哈。他
I think that's out of your Chinese version, but it's all right.
还有一句就是说要医好他差遣我医好伤心的人。
To deliver the captives.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放
And he added this,
他还加上了这一点
to the blind,
瞎眼的得看见
to set at liberty those that are bruised.
叫那受压制的得自由
Yes, God cares.
是的神关心
And then Jesus went about doing that.
然后耶稣就去做这样的事情对不对
In the wedding festival
在一个婚宴上
GloomHeaviness.
人们都非常的难过，很沉重。
Shame.
很不好意思。
Around the host of the wedding, they ran out of wine.
因为婚宴的主人酒喝完了。
And Jesus stepped in and solved the problem, didn't he?
耶稣介入解决了这个问题。
He made wine for everybody.
他做的酒
the best wine.
让每一个人都可以喝，而且是最好的酒，有足够的酒。
And all the gloom disappeared.
所有的幽暗难过就消失了
Joy came back,
喜乐回来了
and they had a joyful wedding.
他们就有一个很欢喜快乐的婚宴
That's what God sent me. My Holy Spirit is on me to do that. That's what he anointed me. That's what I'm supposed to do.
这就是神的灵在我身上要我做的事这就是我应当做的事情
Well, there was blind Bartimaeus.
有一个瞎眼的巴迪麦
Stumbling around in his darkness.
他在黑暗中到处跌撞
Everything dark, everything dark, everything dark.
一切都是黑暗的一切都是黑暗的
And then God, Jesus, healed him.
然后耶稣医好了他
Said, that's what the Spirit sent me to do.
他说这就是神的灵在我身上要做的事情
There was the gathering demoniacs.
有些被鬼附的人在聚集着
He was bound with chains. He was a captive, inside and outside.
那个被鬼附的人，他被锁链绑着，他的里面外面都是被绑住的。然后圣灵来了。
And through Jesus Christ,
借着耶稣基督
the Spirit broke those chains.
圣灵断开了那些锁链
broke them inside and outside.
把他里面外面的锁链都断开了，他就得自由了。
Now.Why did he do it?
他为什么做这样的事情呢?
Why did he heal the blind man?
他为什么医好瞎眼?
Why in the world did he make a lot of wine so people could argue about it? Well, it wasn't real wine, it was grape juice.
他为什么做了那么多的酒,结果人们还在那边争论说,那个不是酒,那是葡萄汁。
Some other people say, well, God wouldn't sin, that was not wine.
有的人会说神不会这样犯罪啊那不是酒
Other people say that was real wine That's why I can drink wine
有的人说那是真的酒所以我就可以喝酒
No he didn't do it for that reason
神造酒不是为了那个原因
Why did he do it?
他为什么做了呢
Because he cared
因为他关心
That's all
就只有这样子
Did he need any other reason?
他需要其他任何的理由吗
I think that's the best reason of all don't you?
我想这是一切理由当中最好的一点了
What in the world did that blind man mean to him? Disturbing the whole service. And everybody said, keep quiet.
那个瞎眼的想要见耶稣在那里打断了聚会在那边很吵闹。每个人都说你要安静下来。
He didn't know the blind man. The blind man didn't know who he was.
那瞎眼的不认识他。耶稣也不认识那个瞎眼的人。
He'd already gone by and on his way to the next place.
耶稣早就已经经过了想要到下一个地方去了。
But he stopped.
但是他停下来。
And he called him.
叫那个人。
And...Healed his eyes.
医好了他的眼睛。
Why?
为什么
Why?
为什么
Because he cared.
因为他关心。
Because he cared.
因为他关心。
You see, he said, I only do what the Father tells me to do.
他说我只做父告诉我做的事情。
You see, the Spirit of God was in him.
神的灵在他的里面。
The Spirit from the Father was in him.
从父来的灵在他的里面。
And the Father cared.
父关心
God cared
神关心
And he had someone there that could do something about it
他有一位在那里可以做事情的。
He had someone in a human body.
他有一位带着人的身体的。
Someone that could touch.
有一位能够摸的。
Someone that was touched.
有一位被摸着的。
Someone that the Spirit of God was in, but it was in a human body.
有一位神的灵在他的里面，却是在人的身体里面的。
Someone that could hear the cry of Bartimaeus.
有一位能够听到巴底买的呼求的。
And someone Bartimaeus could hear when he spoke.
有一位当他说话的时候，巴底买听得见的。
Both had human bodies.
他们都有人的身体。
So many times we find he did things like that because he cared.
许许多多次我们发现神做这样的事情，因为他关心。
There was a woman taking her son to the cemetery to bury him.
有一个妇人带着她的儿子到坟墓那边要去埋葬。
He was already dead. He was already in the coffin.
他早就已经死了，早就已经在棺材里了。
They were carrying him out to the cemetery.
人们把他带着，要把他放到坟墓去。
Naturally, her heart was broken.
当然，这妇人的心都碎了。
Naturally, sorrow was depressing her spirit.
当然，忧愁压伤了她的灵。
Her friends and kindred were also there.
她的朋友亲戚都在场。
But by chance, or was it chance?
但是刚好，但到底是不是刚好的呢？
Jesus was going one way, and the cortege was going the other way.
耶稣在走一条路，而送葬的队伍走另外一条路。
And they met.
他们就碰到了。
Well, Jesus was very polite.
耶稣很客气。
Very courteous.
很有礼貌。
Like we all are when a funeral passes.
就像我们碰到。
And he stepped aside.
丧礼的行列一样。
If he had a hat, he'd take off his hat.
他就走就退到一旁去。如果他有戴帽子，他就脱帽。
Bow his head very reverently.
然后就很尊敬的鞠躬。
Wait for the funeral to pass.
等着。那个丧礼的行列过去。
But he didn't do that.
可是他没有这样做。
He broke the rules.
他违反了规则。
He went out and stopped them.
他去把他们拦住了。
I'm sure everyone was surprised.
我相信每一个人都很惊讶。
I didn't know they get angry or what.
他们不晓得是要生气还是要怎么样子。
They just stood and watched.
那些人就站着看。
And then, he had them open up the coffin.
然后他必须得把棺材给打开来。
Open it up, open it up, open it up.
打开，打开来。
He's dead.
他死了，死了。打开，打开。
And then.
然后。
I don't know at first whether they were happy or scared.
我不晓得一开始的时候他们是吓坏了还是很高兴。
But the man stood up, sat up.
但是那个人就站起来。
And he helped him out.
然后耶稣就帮他出来。
All the sorrow was gone.
所有的忧愁都消失了。
What joy.
何等欢喜。
Why did he do it?
他为什么做这事呢?
Why he didn't have to?
他不必这样做。
No one asked him to.
没有人请求他这样做。
No one expected him to.
也没有人期待他这样做。
He cared.
他关心。
He said, I only do what my father tells me.
他说我只做父告诉我要做的事。
The father cared.
父关心。
God cares.
神关心。
And you look at all the things he did, time after time after time.
你看他所做的事情一次又一次。
Even when he wasn't watching, the woman touched his garment.
甚至当他没有在看的时候，一个妇人摸着了他的衣裳。
She was instantly healed. That power flowed into her.
那个妇人瞬间就得了医治，那能力就流到他的里面。
And all the people he healed.
他医治的所有的人
the deaf
耳聋的
that time they let him through the man through the roof
还有一次
he was paralyzed, he couldn't walk
人们把一个摊子从屋顶上垂下来
he was bound with chains of paralysis
他没有办法走路因为他被瘫痪给绑住了
I mean that's very annoying to have the roof over your head disappear
你知道你头顶的你头上的屋顶给消失了，这是非常打扰你的事情。
And by the time all that debris and dust fell on everybody, I think they're pretty upset.
当那些灰尘还有碎片掉在每个人的头上的时候，我想他们都很生气了。
And instead of rebuking those people,
他非但没有斥责那些人。
What do you think you're doing?
没有说你们在干什么。
How dare you interrupt me when I'm speaking?
当我在讲话的时候，你们居然打断我。
How dare you ruin a man's house?
你居然敢破坏这个人的家。
I tell you, I shall curse you into hell forever.
我要告诉你，我要咒诅你永远下地狱。
Look what you've done.
看你做了什么好事。
You vilified a religious sacred service.
你破坏了一个神圣的宗教的聚会。
You don't belong on earth. I should kill you now.
你不属于地上的，我应该现在就把你杀死。
But he didn't.
可是他没有这样子。
He didn't even scold them.
他甚至没有责备他们。
He just said, "Hey, fella, rejoice. I've forgiven your sins."
他只说，嘿，你要欢喜，我赦免了你的罪。
And then healed him.
然后就医好了他。
What did he do that for? He shouldn't have reacted that way.
他为什么要那样做呢？他的反应不应该是那样子的。
Because he cared.
因为他关心。
He always cared.
他总是关心。
There's not one hurt, there's not one injury, there's not one sickness that God doesn't care.
没有一个疼痛，没有一个伤害，没有任何一个疾病是神不关心的。
Twice it says in the gospel from the kingdom, he healed them all.
在福音书里面有两次都提到说，这些人到耶稣的面前，耶稣就医好了他们所有的人，凡是摸着他的都得了医治。
That isn't the problem.
这不是问题。
But there is a problem.
但是有一个问题。
And we recognize there is a problem.
而且我们也发现有一个问题。
You see, in Ephesians,
在以弗所书第一章里面讲
23rd verse,
第一章第二十三节。
The church is called the body of Christ.
教会被称为基督的身体。
You see, all the angels are spirits; they don't bodies.
所有的天使都是灵，他们没有身体。
Christ had a body.
基督有一个身体。
But he also had the Spirit and the Holy Spirit.
但是他也有灵，就是圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit, he could care.
借着圣灵，他能够关心。
I'm sure the angels care.
我相信天使关心。
I'm sure they weep with us.
我相信他也跟我们一同哭泣。
But they can't touch us.
但是他们碰不到我们。
If they did, you couldn't feel them.
如果他们这样做，你也感觉不到他们。
Because they're spirit.
因为他是灵。
They can't cross the gap of his world and our world.
他们的世界跟我们世界之间的界限，他们没有办法越过。
When we fell out of the world of light.
当我们堕落离开了光的世界。
Our spirit died.
我们的灵就死了。
Ephesians tells us we are dead in trespasses and sins.
以弗所书告诉我们说，我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中的。
We've lost contact.
我们失去了接触。
We can't. There's no flow to us.
就流不到我们这里。
Regardless of how much they care, how much they weep with us, how much they hurt with us, they can't help us.
不管他们为跟我们哭一同哭泣有多少，跟我们一同的伤痛的多少，但他没有办法帮助我们。
Now when he was here, he had a body.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他有身体。
And he said, "The Spirit has anointed me to do these," and he did those things.
他说，圣灵膏我做这些事情，而且他也确实做了。
Then we crucified him, and his body went away.
然后我们把他钉十字架，他的身体就离开了。
But he had another body.
但是他有另外一个身体。
He made a church body.
他造了一个教会的身体。
And he told them to wait, and when the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit came on them,
他告诉那些人要等候，当圣灵的能力降临在他们的身上。
They would do the same things.
他们会做同样的事情。